This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back to Enterprise Biz Bytes. I'm Rich Bradbury in the studio with
Christine Wong.
I'm Vinny Braj.
The question we have been asking and have been inundated with responses is, should we be encouraging children to play video games? Why or why not? We have a poll on Instagram. We have a poll on Twitter. A bunch of messages on WhatsApp. Let's go to Twitter first.
Yeah, so Twitter, we have a message from Kenny Wong who says, I wouldn't say encourage them, but I would not discourage them either. I guess it has to be a balance of having some fun and time in the real world as well as the virtual world. Besides, there could be good career opportunities in esports too nowadays.
Hi, Kenny.
We have one from Michael Chang who says, grew up a gamer, still a gamer, so heck yes. Colin says, there are benefits to playing video games such as training hand-eye coordination, strategizing, teamwork, but as with any activity, it should be done in moderation.
Agreed.
James N says, I remember more history from Assassin's Creed and strategy PC games than most of my high school sejarah classes. I don't know if Assassin's Creed
I did see an article about this. Assassin's Creed is apparently pretty historically correct.
Yeah, in terms of architecture as well.
Apparently there was a story about some person going on a field trip to Italy and knowing his way around Rome because of Assassin's Creed.
Yeah. I mean, I learned my Greek mythology from God of War, so there you go.
Okay, carry on.
We have one from Lofi who says, I let my six-year-old play Stardew Valley that teaches her to save for the future and manage resources. I let her play Fall Guys to teach that even in failure she can learn. I let her play City Skylines to teach her how to plan ahead.
Interesting.
Yeah, and we have one from Risks who says children should play video games with certain amount of period of time.
Mm-hmm. I have one, very quickly, one here on WhatsApp, number ending 0602. As a kid, I learned to hack games on my PC, paving the way to a degree in computer science and software engineering.
Wow.
Smart.
Here on Instagram, we have a couple of people who are detracting. Shin says, why yes? Natasha Shinka says, light impact on eyes. The games are usually violent. They may be fat or unhealthy if they're sitting down for too long, I assume.
That's a good point.
But fair enough. Calvin OS says, PC, not mobile, to which I respond, don't platform gatekeep. sorry. Lin Jung Sim says, you can learn about creativity and English from role-playing games like Final Fantasy, for example. Mm-hmm. Agos L says, creative minds, appreciation of arts and storytelling, hand-eye coordination, etc. Eric .TC Wei says, encourages critical thinking and allows them to think on their feet. And Artemis Obscure says, good hand-eye coordination, gaming industry looks to be booming, and family bonding time.
We'll come back to this in a minute before we wrap up, but of course we do have a final story. We've been waiting to the end because we have been procrastinating. Mm-hmm. Of course, Arv, get on with it. Yeah. I know you're dying to talk about this story. Mm-hmm.
I thought maybe tomorrow, but I'll
get on with it.
There's a startup named Octify, and they have developed like smart glasses that use AI to monitor what you're looking at and nudge you to pay attention. So the name of the glasses is Specs.
Oh.
I mean,
I'm disappointed.
How mind-blowing.
How do they spell it?
S-P-E-C-S.
Oh.
I'm still disappointed.
They could have done even better with
yeah,
that,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, for sure, for sure. So it's a simple premise. A camera built into the frame of Specs uses machine learning to identify what you're looking at, whether it's a laptop, book, or another human being. It records this data and sends it to a connected app where users can take action in a number of ways. So it sort of brackets people. If you're a casual user, then it can just give you a pie chart of what you've been doing throughout the day and let you know how you've been using your time or wasting your time. If you're more proactive, then you can have focus sessions and you can tell the glasses to help you focus on certain things. And if you really want to be whipped into shape, then the Specs can alert you when you're looking at the wrong thing or using the wrong visual. So there can either be a light in the corner of your vision or a sound played through the glasses' inbuilt speakers. So if you're looking at something that you don't want to be looking at, you get hallucinations in your field of vision.
and you
start to panic.
So it's basically micromanaging glasses.
It is micromanaging glasses.
And that noise that goes...
No, thank you.
No, it literally flashes lights and makes you think like something's going wrong. But its founder says that the company's algorithms will be able to identify 20 different activities at launch. More will be added in the future and users can change how each of these activities is categorized. In addition to activity tracking, Specs has a built-in blood oximeter, accelerometer, and gyroscope, which will allow the glasses to function as a fitness tracking device with bone conduction speakers that will allow you to listen to music and even take make calls using Specs.
Anwar Roslan on WhatsApp has just echoed my exact thoughts. It's the Google Glass reborn.
It is.
They failed the first time. Mm-hmm. You know, they went. They're now only used in certain places, yep. as we know. No. I'm fully capable of knowing what I'm procrastinating on without something telling me what I'm procrastinating on.
Yeah. I mean, I might want to look at something else other than my laptop from time to time. Maybe it's something urgent. Yeah. I don't want to look up and then have like something just flash in my eye.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly, you know? Right?
In public.
It could be quite dangerous then. Anyway, we're almost running out of time, folks, but we've had so many messages regarding this topic that, you know, obviously there's a lot of you out there who are very, very passionate about this. And I personally, and I know I speak probably on behalf of the other two here in the studio, you know, video games are a gateway to a lot of things. Education, hand-eye coordination, learning about all kinds of stuff. And I think for me, they really helped with my development as a child. Mm-hmm. But everything in moderation. You can't just let your kids run free and play as often as they like.
Yep.
You know, parent them. You know, and that's all you need to do. You know, they will find their way. They'll also try to play a lot longer than they can.
They might find their way to a lot of money. Who knows?
But they might also find their way to a lot of money. Of course, I want to thank our guest for sending us that wonderful report all the way from Las Vegas. It was Alexander Fernandez, of course, the CEO of Streamline Media Group. The stories that we've been running with today, of course, was that question, whether or not, how do you feel about letting your children, and should we be encouraging kids to play video games? Why or why not?
Then we talked about the appeal of TikTok to Gen Z.
Then we finished with anti-procrastination smart glasses.
Yeah. No.
Called Specs.
Yeah, leave them alone. Now, we're going to wrap up, of course, but don't go anywhere because coming up after the 1 o'clock news, it's the Breakfast Grill replay. Maybank Kim Eng is the investment arm of Maybank Group. The Breakfast Grill discussed how the investment bank will continue to thrive in the long term as larger Chinese banks encroach into its core ASEAN market, as well as the threat posed by fintech companies that have a bigger share of millennial wallets and mindshare alongside superior technology. That's all coming up after these messages, after a little bit of the Black Keys. My name is Rich Bradbury. On behalf of Arvind Yuvaraj and Christian Wong, this has been Enterprise Biz Bytes here on BFM 89.9, the business station.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.